How an upstart stock exchange wants to slow down the market. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. We're continuing our week-long look at the technology of investing with the second part of my conversation with Brad Katsuyama about the negative effects of high-frequency trading and the stock exchange that he founded in 2012 called IEX. Katsuyama hopes to make trading more fair for everyone by slowing down the system.
And we did that by creating a speed bump. We took 38 and a half miles of coiled cable, we put it in a box, and stuck that in between us and everyone who connects to IEX. It creates 350 millionths of a second of a pause, but that pause caused probably one of the biggest controversies in recent memory in the stock market, because high-speed traders were very upset. But by pausing the market for 350 microseconds, it actually gives information time to disseminate, and it puts investors on equal footing to high-speed traders.
So who... You know, then the point where the rubber hits the road is, who's buying it? You know,
right.
Who wants it, and kind of what's your business model looking like now?
So one interesting part of being a stock exchange is you have to actually ask the SEC for permission to do that. It was a two-year process for us, and it was highly, highly controversial. And when you look at the landscape of who wanted us to get approved, there were long-term investors like Capital Group and T. Rowe Price and Franklin Templeton, et cetera. There were some brokers that wanted us to get approved. Goldman Sachs wrote a positive letter. JP Morgan made, you know, positive comments. When you look at who didn't want IEX to get approved, it was all of the stock exchanges and a very narrow group of high-frequency traders. It was like the perfect setup. This is kind of a battle between long-term investors against the exchanges and you know, a small group of high-speed traders.
Mm-hmm. So you're trying to create an ecosystem that companies would want to be a part of because it benefits them in the long term. However, I feel like the counterargument to that is the system seems to be working. You know, yes, the shareholder base might turn over a lot.
Yeah.
But everybody's making money right now.
Well, it's, yeah, in up markets, I think a bull market kind of solves all ills. Although there are companies that have had, you know, many flash crashes in their stocks. There are companies that have had buybacks and have watched them kind of get manipulated. And I think that focusing on people who first and foremost have experienced problems and have been unsatisfied with the answers that they've received as to why these problems exist, that's a great starting point. It doesn't change overnight.
That's Brad Katsuyama, founder of the IEX Stock Exchange. Companies have been trading on IEX since 2016, but last week, Interactive Brokers became the first listed company on the exchange. And although the New York Stock Exchange initially opposed IEX's application to become an exchange, NYSE did introduce its own 350 microsecond speed bump on one of its markets in 2017. You can hear my entire conversation with Brad Katsuyama in the source code, an unedited version of our interview, at marketplace.org. Tomorrow's conversation, how more companies are following Silicon Valley's lead, delaying going public as long as possible, or skipping public markets completely. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Over the past few months, you've been hearing Divided Decade, our year-long project covering the Great Recession and its ongoing impact. As a nonprofit news organization, we believe this kind of in-depth reporting is essential to help people understand the economic forces that affect our lives. To support this important work, please go to marketplace.org to become a Marketplace investor with a donation of $5 or more. Thank you.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.